This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. A service that lets flyers pass through airport security screenings quicker is now worth more than some airlines, including JetBlue and Frontier. But Clear could be facing some challenges. The $199 a year service uses biometrics to let people scan their fingerprints and eyes to verify their identities, which lets them skip part of the security line. Brody, how popular is Clear, say, compared to TSA PreCheck?
It's very popular. They have millions of subscribers all across the country. At this point, if you go into almost any major U.S. airport, you will see Clear. And it's kind of funny because it came out of this moment post 9/11 where, you know, the security lines were so long and folks were willing to pay any amount to kind of speed that up a little bit. What we see today is that member growth is slowing down a little bit as the TSA has started to implement its own technologies and the service has, you know, for some customers slowed down.
So what are the challenges that it's facing?
So one of the big challenges is that its regulator, the TSA, reacted to some security incidents, mostly last year. There were some incidents where folks who were, you know, didn't actually have tickets to fly that day were able to get through Clear security. So TSA obviously was not super happy about that. And a handful of new rules made it that it was a little tougher to use the service. And that's led, again, to folks starting to, you know, use it a little less. If you Google, you know, Clear versus TSA, do I still need it 2024? You'll see all these people angry on internet forums saying, it's not letting me skip the line the way I used to.
Well, okay, so I didn't realize that no matter whether or not people like it or not, I didn't realize that airports get a cut.
It's very interesting, yeah. So the pitch, while the relationship with federal regulators has been rocky at times with local airports, it's often been pretty good because they say, hey, we're going to cut you in on the deal, right? For every dollar we'll make, you'll make 10 cents or something. And so it was this interesting kind of spread across the country where they cut a lot of deals with different airports and, you know, large airports like San Francisco got much better deals than small airports like Oakland.
And doesn't that have to do with the number of people that are using the airport and then presumably coming through the security lines?
Yeah, there's some correlation there of, you know, the bigger airports get better deals, but I think they just have more leverage, right? San Francisco gets 12.5% of revenue. I think that netted them around like 8 million or, you know, no, a little less than like 4 million in 2023. Whereas the smaller airports sometimes only get paid 5% or they get paid off of verification. So it's really a question of, you know, just leverage and business negotiations.
So the airports like having them there then?
You know, they like having them there until there's security issues. We saw some internal emails where San Francisco Airport said to Clear, hey, there's some issues going on and it's kind of messing with our own compliance record with the TSA. And we need you to, you know, let us know how you're going to fix this, right? And so some of these security incidents certainly weighed on the airport relationships, which in many cases before were pretty amicable.
What's CLEAR's response been to letters like that?
They have said, look, we are making a lot of changes, right? We are making it that our technology is better. It's more efficient. They recognize that there were certain, steps that slowed things down or weren't as secure as they could be. TSA echoes that. They say that CLEAR has been a fantastic partner in improving their processes. But at the same time, the TSA is rolling out its own facial recognition technology. If you fly out of New York's LaGuardia or Atlanta, you'll see they have new machines that scan your face. And you might say, hey, this looks a lot like CLEAR. Why do I need to pay $200 a year? And, that's what a lot of folks are wondering.
Is that facial scanning going to be part of PreCheck?
Yeah, so TSA is rolling out what they call their touchless technology, where it's facial recognition. You can opt out if you want, but essentially they hope that it's going to replace that moment where the employee is looking at your ID and the picture is kind of old and they're saying, is this actually you? And it'll speed things up so you're not, left waiting 45 minutes for a flight the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Is that technology being used at Heathrow? Because I remember speeding through security at Heathrow and saying, boy, that was terrific.
The U.S. is a bit of a laggard. A lot of countries, especially in Asia, you'll see facial recognition a lot more. I think there's a culture here of more just, anxiety around privacy, maybe rightfully so, that, we haven't often adopted these kinds of biometric technologies as quickly as other places in the world.
That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.